Hey everyone, I'm really glad you're here today. Maybe you're listening while walking, maybe while sitting quietly, or maybe while trying to improve your English. Whatever brought you here, I want you to know this conversation is for you. Today, I want to talk about something many of us struggle with, especially when speaking English, or even in our own language. That moment when your mind goes blank, your heart speeds up, and the words you know suddenly disappear. Let me start with a very real situation. Have you ever been talking to someone, and they ask you a simple question, something you actually know, but suddenly your brain freezes? You hesitate, you say, or. And by the time you find the words, the moment is already gone. Later, when you're alone, the perfect answer comes to your mind. And you think, why didn't I say that? This happens to so many people. And if you're learning English, it can feel even worse. You're already thinking about grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, and then pressure joins the conversation. Your brain feels heavy, and confidence drops. I've been there, and I still experience it sometimes. The truth is, thinking fast and speaking smart is not about being naturally talented. It's not about being the fastest speaker in the room. It's about training your mind to stay calm, organized, and present. And the good news is, this is a skill you can learn. One big misunderstanding people have is thinking that fast thinking means fast talking. It doesn't. Speaking fast doesn't make you sound smart. Clear thinking makes you sound smart. A calm sentence said slowly is much more powerful than a rushed sentence full of mistakes. So, why do our minds freeze? One reason is overthinking. Many of us try to build the perfect sentence in our head before opening our mouth. We worry about mistakes. We worry about how we sound. And while we're thinking, the conversation moves on. Another reason is fear. Fear of sounding silly. Fear of being judged. Fear of making grammar mistakes. There's also pressure. When someone suddenly puts you on the spot, your body reacts. Your heart beats faster. Your breathing changes. Your brain goes into panic mode. And when that happens, clear thinking becomes difficult. But here's something important to remember. You don't need to be perfect to communicate well. You just need to be understood. One of the first things that helped me was learning to slow down my body before trying to speed up my mind. When you feel pressure, take a slow breath. Just one. That small pause can reset your brain. It tells your body that you are safe. And when your body feels safe, your mind works better. Another powerful habit is anticipation. Think about your daily conversations. Many questions are predictable. When someone asks, "How are you?" or "How was your weekend?" you already know this is coming. Preparing simple answers in advance can make a huge difference. It removes surprise, and surprise is what often causes freezing. This also works in professional situations. If you're going to a meeting or an interview, think about possible questions. You don't need to memorize answers. Just think about ideas. This prepares your brain to respond instead of panic. Now let's talk about something very useful. Time fillers. These are short phrases that give your brain a few extra seconds. Saying something like, "That's a good question," or "Let me think about that for a moment," is not a weakness. It's a skill. These phrases sound natural, confident, and they keep the conversation alive while your mind catches up. Another helpful trick is paraphrasing. This means repeating part of the question in your own words before answering. For example, if someone asks your opinion, you can start by restating the topic. This gives you time and helps organize your thoughts. It also shows the other person that you are listening, Simple structure is another secret. Many people struggle because they try to create complex sentences. You don't need that. Simple sentences are powerful. Phrases like, "I think this because," or "in my experience," make speaking easier and clearer. The listener understands you better, and you feel more confident. Listening is also a big part of thinking fast. When you truly listen, your response becomes easier. You don't need to invent something new. You simply respond to what was said. Many people are busy thinking about what to say next instead of listening. That creates confusion. Focus on the speaker, and your mind will follow naturally. And finally, practice. Your brain needs training, just like muscles. Simple exercises like word association or short storytelling can help you react faster. The goal is not perfection. The goal is flow. The more you practice responding without stopping, the more natural it becomes. Thinking fast is not magic. It's preparation, calmness, and repetition. And once you start practicing these small habits, you'll notice something beautiful. Conversations feel lighter, fear slowly fades, and your voice feels more like your own. Something interesting happens when you stop fighting your thoughts and start working with them. Instead of forcing your brain to be fast, you allow it to be steady. And steady thinking is what actually creates speed over time. When your mind is calm, words arrive more easily. They don't feel trapped anymore. I remember a time when I used to rehearse conversations in my head before they even happened. I would imagine every possible question and every possible answer. And yet, when the real conversation came, nothing went as planned. That taught me an important lesson. Communication is not about control. It's about presence. When you're present, you're not worrying about mistakes. You're not judging your own accent or grammar. You're simply responding. And that response, even if imperfect, feels real. People connect with real more than perfect. One powerful shift is changing how you see mistakes. Mistakes are not signs of failure. They are signs of effort. Every mistake means you tried. And trying is how fluency grows. Children don't stop speaking because they make mistakes. They keep going. That's why they learn faster. Another helpful habit is thinking in ideas instead of sentences. Many learners try to build full sentences in their head before speaking. That creates pressure. Instead, think of the idea first. The structure will follow. Communication is about meaning, not grammar exams. There's also a quiet confidence that comes from accepting pauses. Silence is not always bad. A short pause can make you sound thoughtful, not weak. You don't need to fill every second with words. Give yourself permission to breathe. Over time, you'll notice that conversations stop feeling like tests. They start feeling like exchanges. You stop trying to impress and start trying to connect. That shift alone makes speaking easier. Practice doesn't have to be complicated. Talk to yourself. Describe what you're doing. Tell short stories out loud. Respond to imaginary questions. These small habits train your brain to react without fear. Also, expose yourself to natural English. Listen to real conversations. Notice how people pause, repeat themselves, and correct themselves. Native speakers are not perfect either. They hesitate. They forget words. They restart sentences. And that's normal. Confidence grows quietly. One good conversation builds the next one. One brave sentence leads to another. Progress may feel slow, but it's happening. If you've ever felt frustrated with your speaking, remember this. Your mind is not slow. It's careful. And with the right environment, careful turns into confident. Thinking fast is not about rushing. It's about trusting yourself enough to speak before doubt steps in. And that trust is something you can build, one conversation at a time. As you keep practicing, something subtle begins to change inside you. You stop preparing for conversations like their battles. You stop waiting for the perfect moment to speak. Instead, you start trusting the moment itself. And that trust makes all the difference. You realize that most conversations are forgiving. People are not listening to count your mistakes. They're listening to understand you. They're listening for meaning, emotion, and intention. When you shift your focus from sounding correct to being understood, pressure slowly fades away. Another thing that helps is accepting that not every response needs to be clever or impressive. Sometimes a simple answer is enough. Sometimes saying, "I'm not sure yet," or "I need a little time to think about that," is the smartest response you can give. Confidence is not about having all the answers. It's about being honest with where you are. You also start noticing patterns. Certain topics repeat in life. Work, family, goals, problems, plans. The more you talk about these topics, the easier they become. Words start appearing automatically. Your brain builds shortcuts. What once felt hard slowly becomes familiar. This is why repetition matters. Not boring repetition, but real-life repetition. The kind that happens when you speak again and again, even when you don't feel ready. Especially when you don't feel ready. Another important shift is learning to forgive yourself quickly. If you say something wrong, let it go. Don't replay it in your head for hours. That habit drains confidence. Every conversation is practice, not a performance. Once you see it that way, fear loses power. You'll also notice that your listening becomes deeper. Instead of planning your reply, you actually hear the other person. And when you truly hear someone, your response naturally forms. Conversation becomes shared movement instead of solo effort. There will still be moments when your mind goes quiet. That's normal. Fluency is not the absence of silence. It's comfort with it. The goal is not to eliminate pauses, but to stop fearing them. Over time, your voice begins to feel steady. Not louder, not faster, just steady. And that steadiness makes others comfortable too. People respond better when you are calm. They listen more closely. They engage more openly. The biggest change, though, happens inside. You stop doubting your ability to communicate. You stop thinking of English, or speaking, as a wall you have to climb. It becomes a bridge instead. Something that connects you, not blocks you. Thinking fast and speaking smart is not about tricks alone. It's about mindset. It's about patience. It's about giving yourself permission to be human while you learn. And once you truly accept that, something beautiful happens. You stop chasing fluency. Fluency starts walking toward you. You don't wake up one day magically perfect, but one day you realize you're speaking without fear. You're responding without panic. You're expressing ideas that once stayed locked inside your mind. That's when you know. You didn't change overnight. You changed through consistency, calm, and courage. And that's how real communication is built. Quietly, honestly. One conversation at a time.